The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
First tonight is Mitchell Henderson. Lots going on in the Russia-Ukraine conflagration over there, which is what it is. Belarus today reported that a Ukrainian S-300 missile was fired at it in an act of war, and it landed about 66 meters, they say, from a large home. This is outraging everybody over there, so you can see what's going on. They are trying to trigger Belarus into being part of the war in Ukraine. And Belarus has been recently given a lot of Russian support, equipment, men, materiel, and so forth. The Poles are said to have over 10,000 troops now fighting, wearing Ukraine uniforms now, because so many Ukrainian human beings have been sacrificed to the meat grinder on the front lines. The Ukes are also now drafting, it is said, I read it yesterday, I think I ran the story, 13 to 15-year-old boys. This is all getting to be obviously over the top and headed toward a cataclysm. There's no other way to look at it. Russia is now going back and looking at Soviet-era frigates and so forth, and they're apparently going to begin upgrading a number of them to increase the number of ships that they have at their disposal. They'll load them all up with cruise missiles, of course. And in addition to boosting that part of the Navy, they're now announcing that they're going to be building four more new nuclear submarines. Obviously, they would be ICBM armed. They're not going to play games and go halfway. They already have a number of submarines that are off the East Coast, the West Coast, probably in the Gulf of Mexico, too, at least one. And the new Sarmat missile, I think most of you understand how incredibly sophisticated they are, what they can do. They're MIRVed. And I think they have 10, maybe 12. I think 10 warheads, all independently targeted and able to change course on the way down, coming back in from space, and dodging any kind of surface-to-air missile that is launched to try to take these nuclear bombs down. We're going to be in real trouble here very soon, it looks like, and I don't see any way of backing out of this. It's gone on too long. It's obviously a war of commitment now. The American communist government is saying that they're going to be supplying Ukraine with materiel, armaments, and money for as long as it takes. And that statement came from two top-level government officials here, one of which I believe was Janet Yellen. So there you go. Lots going on. Mitchell Henderson has sources in Russia, and maybe he's going to share some information about that tonight as well. Hello, Mitch. Welcome back.
Hello. Hello. And guess what? The SAMAT missiles, they can, we have this big defensive radar array along Canada and Alaska and Greenland.
Yes.
The dew line. And what happens is that was built for the ICBMs coming from Russia over the North Pole. But the SARMAT can go over the South Pole and attack us from the underbelly, from like the Caribbean, coming from the Caribbean Ocean instead of the Arctic Ocean. So
wow.
It's a game changer. Okay. That's another way they can evade getting shot down, because they're not coming from a direction where we really have defenses.
Blind. We're blind.
Yep.
That's funny. You got to laugh.
So,
stupidity. The stupidity of mankind.
Tell everybody.
Dumb.
What Russia has revealed, okay? Actually, I got a notice to contact my people in Russia because they had something important they wanted to tell me, okay? Because they think that this is a major, major game changer. And I just want everybody to remember that the facts are never important. When it comes to a war, facts are meaningless. As they say, the first casualty of war is truth. So just forget everything you're saying, everybody's saying, because, see, Russia, they have their own point of view. They have their own way of looking at things. They have their own perception of things. And what we don't understand here in America is that we just ignore their perceptions. We kind of deal with them as if they think like we do. And I assure you, they think 180 degrees opposite of what we think, okay? So the thing is that we just fail to listen and stuff. So without further ado, let me go on. So the thing that you have to keep in mind about Russia and its red lines is that Russia defines what those red lines are and when they are crossed. Nobody in our government can do that. Okay? It doesn't matter what we think. We will cross the red lines purely out of arrogance. So Russia
how many times have we done it, Mitch? How many times?
Many times. Many times.
Okay.
So Russia has redefined what Russian territory is, and they do not care what we think about it. The U.S. and NATO do not recognize Kherson, Zaporizhzhia, Donetsk, Luhansk, and Crimea as a part of Russia. What we recognize is irrelevant. You see, unlike us, the Russian government is not intimidated by the old pedophile Joe Biden. Okay, so the thing I want people to take away from what I'm about to tell them is this is information that our government and our press will never give you. But if you want to evaluate where we are in regards to World War III starting, it's best to have the information that the Russians have also, okay? So the pedophile Marxist Biden regime will simply keep escalating slowly until they have crossed the red lines. Incrementalism is the core of Marxist strategy for conquest. We will do it until we commit national suicide. Understand this, that Russia and Russia alone will decide when they have to go nuclear. It is not up for any other interpretation. It is only their interpretation. Ours does not matter. The United States and NATO have made clear that their goal in Russia is regime change. That, in fact, is an existential threat against Russia. Russia has the initiative for nuclear war. Only they will know the day and time of attack. That attack may come from a different cause than we think. For example, Serbia can go to war in Kosovo at any time. NATO troops are already in Kosovo. An overwhelming NATO attack on Serbia could be the appropriate time for a nuclear attack on NATO. Serbia is Russia's closest ally in Europe,
okay.
Aside from Belarus, of course.
Right.
When most of the people we know and love are dead from a nuclear war, we can look back and realize that if Americans had gone to the streets like the Brazilians are doing, We could have had a color revolution, overthrow the pedophile Marxist Biden regime, stop supporting the filthy criminal pedophile Zelensky regime, reestablish the people as the rulers of America, and avoided a nuclear war. Monday, I got an update from Russia. So Russian military intelligence is present in all European militaries and in our own. U.S. military is the easiest to infiltrate. Anybody can get into the U.S. military. Anybody can get the top secret clearance, okay? The GRU has been very good at this all through time. They have always had soldiers, their soldiers. This is not like Americans that have been talked into working for them. They actually put Russians into the military, okay? And they've done this throughout the Cold War. They're very good at it, but we're lousy at it. We have no American troops in the Russian military, okay? So NATO has come up with a plan. The primary objective of the NATO military is regime change in Russia. This is the biggest red line. It is an existential threat to the Russian state, which is a justification for Russia to use nukes. Okay, one, NATO believes that Russia is getting ready for another major invasion of Ukraine to finish them off. Two, NATO cannot allow Ukraine to lose. They have said this over and over. Jens Stoltenberg, the Secretary General of NATO, has said Ukraine cannot lose. They cannot be allowed to lose. Okay, so you see what position that puts us in. See, I've talked previously about just how much Russia cannot accept losing. Okay, they have to win. They have to win. So if they have to win and we have to win, we're set up for a nuclear war. Okay, if Russia mounts another invasion of Ukraine, NATO combat troops will flood into Ukraine. Okay, this is how they intend to stop another major offensive by Russia, not by bombing Russia, but by simply sending NATO troops into Ukraine stop them. NATO calculates that Russia will not want a nuclear war, so they will fold. I think I've pretty much covered that. That is not the Russian mentality at all. They will not fold. They absolutely won't.
Never.
Failure in Ukraine will cause Putin to be overthrown in the color revolution that Western spy agencies are crafting right now. A woke Western-approved leader will be installed in Russia. This leader will turn over all Russia's natural resources to the West as reparations for war crimes. India, China, and the other independent nations will not get any of Russia's resources. Starting this war will allow Western nations to declare martial law at home. Think about this, what they intend to do to us, okay? Nuclear war at home. This great crisis in Ukraine will allow our governments to impose comprehensive control over our population. In other words, this Ukraine war and what we intend to do to get NATO involved, this is all meant to control us. Okay, this is meant to be the kickstart, not just the kickstart, but be the threshold where we actually have a 100% totalitarian state. Okay, I mean, it's pretty bad now, but I mean, they can get worse. Okay, so the Ukraine war can end political divisions in the West by forcing all of the people to unite behind the war effort. They don't even look at their own polls. You know, only 5% of Americans even care about the Ukraine. Opposing the war, even just verbally, will send you to prison for life. There will be no opposition allowed. So you can look at what's happening in Ukraine, how he has thrown anybody that says anything positive about Russia in prison or killed them. He's closed down Christian churches. He's seized those churches, thrown the priests in jail, thrown all his opposition in jail. He has complete control over the media. This is what they want to do in America to us, okay?
That's right.
And guess what, America? You're footing the $100 billion bill to make this happen. You're paying for your own enslavement. Okay, so 11. NATO's entry into the war will immediately force Moscow to retreat in fear. Okay, well, so that's what they think, huh? They're delusional, okay? ask how Russia will respond. The Russians say they have warned that they will go to nuclear war if they think they might lose. They cannot lose either. Since NATO wants to destroy and control Russia, Russia has decided that there are no rules. They intend to seize Alaska, the Canadian Yukon, and Northwest Territories, Greenland, Iceland, the Faroe and Islands, Jan Mayen, and Shetland Islands, Norway and Sweden north of the 60th parallel, Finland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. This will give Russia the sole control over the Arctic region north of 60 degrees to Russia. In other words, it's north of 60. That will be the new Russia after this war. Okay. And they have the Arctic soldiers and stuff that have been practicing Arctic warfare for a long time. And you know, going across the Pacific may be difficult. Across the Atlantic is difficult. But what's to stop them coming over the Arctic? There is no big opposition to that. Okay. The areas they want to grab are basically empty. Empty of people, but chock full of resources. Okay. Russia has an effective Arctic army. Russia will give parts of the Ukraine to Poland, Hungary, and Romania. They will absorb Russian-occupied Transnistria and Moldova. They will invade Georgia and absorb it. They will go to war on China's side against the West and take Hokkaido Island from Japan. China will take the Senkaku Islands, the Ryukyu Islands, the Kyushu Island from Japan. China will also take the Bonin Islands from Japan, making the USA their neighbor in the Northern Mariana Islands. In the Russia-Chinese mopping up operations, China will seize the Marcus Islands from Japan, the Northern Mariana Islands and Guam, Wake Island, Midway Islands, Johnson Island, Palmyra Atoll, Jarvis Island, Howland Island, Baker Island, and Hawaii from the USA. This will be to protect Asia from America. Hawaii will be given independence as a buffer state. If you are white and own anything in Hawaii, you will lose it because white people will not be allowed in an independent Hawaii. China will seize the Federated States of Micronesia, the Marshall Islands, Palau Islands, Nauru, Tuvalu, and Kiribati. They will take American Samoa from the United States, the Cook and Kermadec Islands from New Zealand, New Caledonia, French Polynesia, and Marquesas Islands, the Wallace Islands from France, the Pitcairn Islands from the United Kingdom, and Norfolk Islands from Australia. All of this to end forever Western colonialism in the Pacific. Helping China seize the Pacific is what Russia will do to make up for China's loss of resources in the Arctic. Anyways, China prefers sea resources to land resources. And that's because no people live in the sea, and it's easier to control. Okay, so the furthest east China will go is in seizing Clipperton Island off the coast of Mexico. It belongs to France. It is uninhabited. But the Chinese are okay with that because they inhabit lots of uninhabited places in the South China Sea. So, you know, these are their new, this is like their new war plan. This is their vision for what they want to achieve if they go to nuclear war, okay? American power has to be permanently destroyed in order for the world to have peace. That's the way that they look at it, okay? However, there's no talk of occupying the United States outside of Alaska. No talk of occupying or controlling the United States at all. Neither China nor Russia. See, what Americans don't realize is you know, instead of listening to the government, use common sense. Russia is a country that is concerned with Russians and Russian culture, and they want to have a Russian state, okay? They're not interested in conquering the world or telling other people what to do. They would like to be left alone.
Right.
They would like
Very
people
important.
To not tell them what to do, okay?
Yep.
And China's the same way. China's all about the Chinese people. They want to advance the good of the Chinese people, okay? And that does not include lording over other countries, okay? They want to put a stop to that, okay? So in other words, listen, it's this simple. It's like we have a Pacific Ocean and an Arctic Ocean that separates us from Asia and Europe and Africa and the Middle East and everything, okay? It is impractical for anybody to attack us To our north is Canada, which is not a military threat, and to our south is Mexico, which is not a military threat. So who's the enemy of Americans? Who is a threat to the American people? Who is a threat to American freedom, American liberty? The government of the United States is a threat to all of us, okay? They don't want to just take your freedom and your money. They want to take your life, okay? So don't listen to them when they try to distract you with, oh, China's such a big threat. Russia's such a big threat. How so? What is it that they're doing that's threatening anything? Okay, just look at the hypocrisy of our Congress. Our Congress says, okay, we have to ban TikTok in America. Because why? Because the Chinese can look at everything on TikTok and gather intelligence from it, right? So let's look at, especially in lieu of the current Twitter revelations and stuff, let's look at that. The thing about it is Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, whatever, all these things, I can't even name them all, okay, who sees everything on there? The FBI, the CIA, and the NSA see everything on ours. So why is it wrong for China, who has a backdoor into TikTok, to spread TikTok through the world when we spread Google and Facebook and Twitter throughout the world? And and it is, all that information goes to the U.S. government. So what is the difference between the two? I mean, if you're a third country, like you're in Nigeria, who do you want to not know about what's going on in your country, the Chinese or the Americans? Well, who's a threat to Nigeria? Is China a threat to Nigeria? No. Is America a threat to Nigeria? Oh, yes. If they do not do what we say, we can cause them a lot of pain and suffering, okay? Mm-hmm. And we will do that. We have done that. We will do it again, okay?
Now, look at Somalia. Same thing.
Yes, exactly. Just another failed state. So this is the hypocrisy, like, well, we can't let China do this because, well, their product is exactly the same as ours. Exactly the same, with the same problems that ours has. Mm-hmm. But theirs is bad and evil. What? The United States spying on every person on the face of the planet is not an evil thing? I think it's an evil thing,
Hypocrisy here is monumental. Beyond that.
If the Chinese want to spy on my TikTok, guess what? The Chinese have no effect on my life. In other words, they're not going to come to my house and seal me in. They're not going to arrest me or anything. So who would I rather have my information on my social media, the Chinese or the Americans? I would rather the Chinese have it because they're not going to do anything to me, whereas the United States government will do everything to me, you see?
So all true,
these
Mitch.
Things
all
require
true.
Just a little reason, you know?
Yes. All right. Hold on just a minute. Let's let that percolate in. And the number one threat to America is the communist Bolshevik Zionist pedophile regime in Washington, D.C. There's your enemy. Back in a minute. Your family. All right. I know a lot of you are going to be listening to tonight's Hour with Mitch at least another time, maybe two, three times. It's very heavy and very pragmatic. Geopolitical analysis, bar none. It's as logic-based and predicated as you'll ever hear. Go ahead, Mitch. This is really good.
Okay,
very good. Yes.
Focus a little bit more on, I think of it as the Groucho Marx syndrome, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because he came up with a statement. He says, who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes? Okay, so let's look at that, and let's look at something like, now you in some places you can go to jail or be fined for using the wrong pronoun. This is predicated and based upon this crisis of transgender people having to live with pronouns they don't like, okay? So we can see with our own eyes that a man and a woman look very different, but they want us to forget that. They say, gender is a social construct. It's not a fact. Well, look, it's a fact. Just look at man and woman around you. How are they? They're both human beings, but they're very different.
Of course. Yes.
Okay. And it's good to race. Black people look black, yellow people yellow, white people white. I mean, you can see the difference. There's biological differences, too. Like, if I took a course in osteology, in anthropology, forensic osteology, where if you have a dead white person and a dead Asian, and their only skeletons are left, I can tell you which one's Asian and which one's white. Okay? How can I do that if they're the same, if it's just a social construct? How can I do that? Okay? I can't do that. I can do that. So the fact is, it is not. They're apparently different, and they are biologically different. Okay? They're not the same. Okay? But we're supposed to just take the government's word for it. We're supposed to take the government's word for climate change. You know, every article, everything that happens, it's got two things in it, racism and climate change. And we have to fix that. We are paying, we are giving up a comfortable life in order to deal, to save the planet from this climate change, something that is not a problem. Nature, this is a big planet. Nature can take care of it. It's been cleaning up our mess for 4 million years. Why would it stop now?
Billion years.
That old Chicken Little person is now in charge of the U.S. government. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. Okay? And it's bullshit. It's 100% bullshit.
Totally.
COVID is 100% bullshit. It's not a crisis. It's not a big deal. But they insist that it is, okay? And what makes it worse is it is a bioweapon created by the United States and unleashed on humanity, okay? Just because we unleashed it in a lab over in Wuhan, that's just to give us plausible deniability. But we, unmistakably, we are the ones who created that virus, okay? It is us that did that. So we make the trouble that they have to spend all our money to fix. They actually create the problem to begin with, okay? This is an old tact. This is not new. Throughout history, people have, made false flag attacks and stuff to create a crisis, to unify the people, to accomplish a major change or goal, okay? So, it's just like, so half of this country believes strongly that LGBT is a disgusting and shameful, immoral sin. Okay. But yet the other half of the country, what they want to do is they want that half of the country to kowtow to the LGBT community, to validate them and to encourage in their sin, in their immorality. Okay, so it's worse than doing it. You're supposed to support the people who are doing the bad things, okay? I can't believe how much of this crap America can take. You know, how can we take this? You know, they're lying to us. I mean, we just had them reveal that the CIA killed the sitting president of the United States. And where's the uproar about the CIA? Where are we going to abolish? What Republican has said we need to abolish the CIA? After hearing that, not one.
Nope.
Okay, and when the FBI interfered in the election, which deprived us of our voting rights and deprived us of our free speech rights over Twitter and Facebook and all these things, okay, even lying about COVID and stuff. I mean, the censorship and stuff. There is a federal law on the books already. That says it's called depriving people of their civil rights under the color of law. So, like you, Jeff, you can't do that, and I can't do that. But any government official or law enforcement official who deprives somebody of the rights, that's a crime that's meant to punish them. Not one Republican has suggested that an FBI agent be charged or punished for this. They say, oh, we're going to defend the FBI. How weak, how spineless, because they know that with only half of the House, they cannot possibly defund the FBI. So it's just a show and grandstanding. Everything you see is just a show that they're putting on for us and stuff, okay? So let me get to China. last Friday, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi spoke with the American Zionist Foreign Minister Anthony Blinken. Wang told Blinken, "It must be pointed out that the United States should not pursue dialogue and cooperation while containing and stabbing China in the back. In effect, it is still the old trick of unilateral bullying. It has not worked with China in the past, nor will it work in the future." Wang elaborated, saying, "Washington must take seriously China's legitimate concerns, stop containing and suppressing China's development, and particularly stop using salami tactics to constantly challenge China's red line." And that's where they're just slicing it up in little pieces and stuff, okay? Incrementalism, in other words, which is a Marxist strategy.
Sure.
So this is China publishing its casus belli against the United States. This is the issue that will resonate with the Chinese people. On Saturday, Chinese Minister of Defense spokesman Colonel Tom Kefei stated that Washington intentionally hypes up the China threat as an excuse to boost military spending, all in an effort to maintain its global dominance. Colonel Tom Kefei stated, "Facts have proved more than once that the U.S. is a direct threat to the international order and the culprit of the regional turbulence. In pursuit of its own interests, the U.S. on multiple occasions has either waged wars against other countries or created conflicts, causing massive casualties and displacement of innocent civilians." China cited the $10 billion for weapons for Taiwan in the U.S. defense budget is yet another provocative move by Washington. Keep in mind that most of the world would readily agree with China. America has been a curse upon humanity. As a consequence, the PLA launched exercises inside Taiwan's airspace and Taiwanese waters. Keep in mind that not only does China see Taiwan's air and sea space as their own, but the United States officially recognizes it as the same. The PLA stated the drills are resolute response to escalated collusion and provocation by the United States and Taiwan, and China will take all measures to defend China's sovereignty and territorial integrity. China's strategy here is to normalize military drills over Taiwan and next to its shores to create complacency about them so that when they're ready, they just have to have a few feet to go to invade Taiwan. Okay. So what I'd like everybody in the audience to realize is this. Okay, so I'm telling you China's point of view and Russia's point of view. Okay, I certainly would not want to live in China because, well, I'm not Chinese. Okay, not only that, but
I've noticed that about you.
As a Western man, I put a premium on individual freedom, and it's not just individual freedom, it's individual responsibility. I am responsible for me. The government is not responsible.
Accountability, Mitch. Accountability.
Yeah.
You got it.
That's right. And as for Russia, the fact is, well, you know, I'm just not a Russian, okay? So, but the thing is I can understand, I can leave Russians alone and let Russians do their thing and have their world the way they like it. And I can let the Chinese do that, too. I can let everybody on Earth do it. I think America is meant for protecting the freedoms and liberties of the American people. That's why America exists. And it doesn't exist anymore.
You sound like the founding fathers,
does not
Mitch.
Protect us. Huh?
You sound like the founding fathers. Nobody remembers what they said. It's just you're speaking like a great American, period.
Yeah.
And these younger people are just clueless, most of them.
They are. You know, it's getting to be so pathetic. I mean, did you see where the Marine Corps is dropping "yes sir" and "yes ma'am"? They're not going to use that anymore because a Marine
this is not a viable military for defense. This is kind of a social
exercise. This is what we're going to go to World War III with, is this
That's
military.
Right. No.
So if you hear me complaining, if you think I'm complaining about the United States government, I definitely am. I am because this is my home. This is my country. And I don't like it being taken over by these Marxist pedophiles. I hate it. Okay? I mean, how long can Americans allow their children to and grandchildren to go to school to be sexualized? Why are they giving kindergartners sex toys to play with? What the hell is going on? And why the hell are the American people allowing this to happen? I see this discussion every day. I go out and meet extremely decent, kind, intelligent people. Why would they let this happen? Okay. Well, they let it happen because, well, they took our right to vote away from us. We have no say in the government whatsoever. The courts are against us. The executive branch is against us, and as you can see with the Republicans jumping in bed with the Democrats, the whole legislative branch is against us. The government is against the people of the United States.
We have no government.
No,
we've been overthrown.
It's an enemy government.
This is a regime, a communist, Marxist, Bolshevik, Zionist, pedophile regime that talks about children as if they were commodities. They don't talk about it in our face, but behind the scenes, we know what the game is now. He's horrible, horrible people. They all should be thrown out, every one of them. Term limits put in. One term, you're out. Serve your country for 2 years or 6 years, and you're out. Keep the blood flowing.
You're out, but without all those benefits that they get right
no
now.
No benefits. No
I mean,
more.
I missed my calling. I could have, if I would have known this back when I was a young person, I would have, the first thing I would have done is run for Congress, serve 2 years in Congress, and have a lifetime pension.
Oh, you're set for life.
Healthcare,
absolutely.
In all multimillionaire. This, all these perks and benefits.
0% loans. So, it's all there.
Yeah. How many people go to Congress as middle-class or upper-middle-class people and end up within their first 2 years in office millionaires? Well, more than half of them are millionaires.
Well, look at
and
Pelosi.
They weren't millionaires when they started.
Look at the Pelosis. Just another example.
Oh, yeah.
They're all rolling in dough. It's just sickening.
But have you noticed how that Paul Pelosi story has kind of died and disappeared?
Gone. What story?
And it's because Paul Pelosi invited him to the house. They had a sexual arrangement.
Of course he did. It's the son. The guy has a son, apparently. Or at least the story I read says he has a son.
Yeah.
And he said his father was a sex slave to Pelosi.
Yeah.
I've read it. I don't know if it's true. All I can tell you what I read.
They're demonic. They're satanic. They're ill. You know, it's like, and they are our leaders. Okay. Well, you know, we have to pay for what our leaders do, because as you can see, our leaders aren't paying for anything. Okay.
No accountability there. No, they get off.
None at all.
Ticket to ride for everything.
Exactly. So anyways, I think that, there was another thing I forgot to mention in this intelligence that I got. The Russians think that this will all unfold in the weeks to come. The weeks to come, not. They even say it could be days away. Okay, but here's the thing: if Russia mounts another offensive, which they have been planning, okay, regardless of what the press says, they launch that attack and NATO troops come over that border, nuclear weapons will be flying towards New York City, Boston, L.A., Seattle, San Francisco, Denver. You know, they're all going up in smoke for the freedom of the Ukrainian people so they can be free. The Ukrainian people have never been free.
No,
what
the most corrupt,
talking about?
Vile country in the entire area called Greater Europe. It's awful.
Oh, yeah.
It's just awful.
So,
I keep seeing these stories about these young Ukrainian women being trafficked. Horrible. They must live in fear. A lot of them are probably hiding in the basement virtually all the time now.
Oh, yeah.
Lest they be sold off.
Like they reported to me before, young, pretty Ukrainian girls are sold for foreign exchange money. Okay.
There you go.
And if you're not that good looking, if you're not that hot in Ukraine, guess what? You're going to the front. They might give you a bullet or two because, you know, you're going to die out there.
You're not kidding. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're drafting women up to the age of 50. Now it's 13 to 15-year-old boys on the other end of the spectrum are being drafted.
Oh, yeah. And yet young boys and young girls, they're being sold on the black market in pedophile rings.
Yes.
They're sold to pedophile rings.
Now you Ukraine
next week,
needs
I'm going to kind of go into that a little bit of
cleansed.
Why that's happening. Okay.
Right. Go ahead.
I'll save that for next week.
Okay. So weeks, maybe days?
Well, they said it could be days. Well, see, what they know that we don't know is they know when they would launch a major offensive. They know that. We don't know that. All we're going to do is react to that. The theory is we're not going to shoot missiles at them or bomb their cities. All we're going to do is we're going to flood into Ukraine so that the Russian army would have to either fight Russian troops or they'd have to either fight NATO troops or back off. Okay, and NATO is guessing that they'll back off, they do not want a nuclear war.
I think that's wrong.
But
big
mistake. No, Russia doesn't want a nuclear war, but if they have to do it, they'll do it. You know, just think for yourself. If Russia was fighting, some other country, okay? If they were fighting some other country, it would be like, Ukraine. They're fighting Ukraine for a very important reason, okay?
Sure.
But that reason has just got to do with their own security and stuff, okay? But when they are fighting the United States and NATO, Russia doesn't look like it isn't talking about security. They are fighting Satan is who they're fighting. Okay, their cause is Christ. Our cause is Satan. So think about how that motivates people, okay? I mean, how would you, if you're just fighting another country, well, you might not really give a crap about that other country. But if you're fighting Satan, well, you've got to fight pretty hard because you're fighting the devil, you know?
Right.
I mean... In a future date, I'm going to go over some more of the thinking. I've already discussed this before, but there's even deeper thinking and stuff into this. And the United States has been trying to kill that thought, okay? Just like they kill every other beautiful, wonderful, loving thought out there, the United States government wants it dead, okay? They don't want beauty and love in this world. They're about hatred, and they're about decadence and wallowing in filth. That's what the United States government is about, okay? So what are we going to do? Well, maybe we'll do something. I don't know. If people haven't opened their eyes by now, well, then it's hopeless. We're lost. Our freedom is dead.
On life support now.
Everybody knows the truth. It's admitted truth.
Admitted.
And yet people are doing nothing.
Here's a Pelosi story. Attack, the alleged hammer attack suspect, David DePage, has pled not guilty to all charges in California. So he may be suicidal. He's not going to get out. They're not going to let this go to trial.
Like Elon Musk and put out a tweet saying, I am not suicidal. If I commit suicide, it's murder. Okay.
I agree.
So think about that. You have the richest man on earth. He's actually concerned that they'll kill him for the truths that he is allowed to be revealed. Okay. People have been killed for much less than what Elon Musk has done.
Far less.
So.
Okay. Weeks, days. Now, the other part, the Russians appear to be staging in the east and certainly in the Donbass, but the other aspect of it is a two-prong attack from Belarus to cut off the Poles and to take Kiev. That's the other side of the equation. At least that's what I've been reading.
Right.
And I think it needs to be noted how delicately, this is war, but yet how delicately the Russians have conducted themselves. Some of their moves have been greatly criticized as being too velvet glove, but they have tried not to kill civilians to the best of their ability because they consider the Ukrainians as fraternal brothers and sisters of Russia. And they should. That's historical fact. They have conducted themselves amazingly in terms of warfare. I'm not sure that many others would dare try and do what the Russians have done. That's constrict
no,
their attacks to infrastructure. Go ahead.
This is going back to what I said previously, is that Russia doesn't have enough people. They actually value the lives of its people.
Less
they value the
bars.
Lives of their people.
They do.
They don't feel like they can waste them. Okay?
Nope.
So
I agree. Wow.
It's different than
well,
this, you know?
That was a knockout, Mitchell. And, wow. Thank you for that, and thanks for everything throughout this terribly difficult year. And we'll talk to you after the first.
Yeah, next year. See you next year.
Okay. All right, my friend. You be good. Take care. Mitchell Henderson. All right, back with more in just a couple. Hang on.